Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature another three Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from the Isley Brothers, the LaSalles, the Marvelettes, Marvin Gaye, Bobby Darin, the Supremes, the Four Tops, and Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Well, first up this half hour, the Isley Brothers and the T-Neck record label, It's Your Thing, their biggest selling song right here on Motown.
It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do.
Get your girl now.
Get your girl now.
Ready to go. to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Look here, girls. Take this advice and remember always in life. Into each heart, some tears must fall.
Song from Marvelettes, Too Many Fish in the Sea, and they reached number 25 in the United States Billboard pop charts in 1964. Before that, the LaSalles and La 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 didn't chart but was recorded and released in 1966. And we started with the Isley Brothers on the T-Neck record label It's Your Thing, number 2 from 1969. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, the only non-Motown charting song that Marvin Gaye had, Sexual Healing. Well, Sexual Healing is a 1982 song that was recorded by Marvin Gaye on the Columbia record label, and as mentioned, it was his first single since his exit from his long-term record label Motown earlier in that year, following the release of his album called In My Lifetime. It is listed at number 233 on the Rolling Stone magazine list of the top 500 greatest songs of all time. Well, a little more background on the song. In the winter of 1981, Marvin Gaye had relocated to Belgium following the end of a European tour, as he had financial difficulties with the Internal Revenue Service of the United States, and the end of his second marriage was forthcoming. Well, while in Belgium, Marvin began to curb his drug use and recover from his depression as he partaked in Belgium's beautiful beaches. He also began cutting ties with his long-term record label Motown, following the release of the album In My Lifetime, because it was an album that Marvin thought was not finished yet. He declared that he would never record with the label ever again after he accused Motown of betraying his creativity. Well, here is Marvin Gaye and Sexual Healing, right here on Motown Man.
Longer, it's getting stronger and stronger. When I get that feeling. night. see what happy does. Let happy be where sadness was.
Motown memory from the Supremes, The Happening, that reached number one from 1967, and that was the title song of the movie called The Happening, featuring Anthony Quinn, and that was the last song that the Supremes released just under the name Supremes. The next song would be Diana Ross and the Supremes. Before that, Bobby Darin with his only Motown song, Happy, reaching number 67 from 1973. This song was the love theme from the Diana Ross movie called Lady Sings the Blues, and this was Bobby's last charting song. He died on December 20th, 1973 of heart failure at age 37. And we start with Marvin Gaye and Sexual Healing, number 3 from 1982 in the Columbia record label. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, the 6 such artists this hour, the Four Tops with Keeper of the Castle on the Dunhill record label, right here on Motown Memories.
Tear up their own. Oh, can't you
Motown Memory from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles pointed out, and they reached number 37 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1969. The B-side of their 45 was called Darling Dear, which reached 100. And we started with the Four Tops and Keeper of the Castle, number 10 from 1972 on the Dunhill record label. Well, this hour, we featured six Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.